Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is 2019. Show number 2003, but who's counting? Who's counting? I may tell you that every day until we hit 3,000. You're going to be rolling your eyes around. It was a big day for me, even though we had phone issues and all kinds of stuff going on. It was a big day for me, at least. I felt like I had made an accomplishment. And I couldn't do that without you. I have in my hand a letter from a listener, and I want to thank her very much. Her name is Monica, and she sends me a nice letter every once in a while, and it always makes me smile and makes me consider, humbles me quite a bit. And she congratulated me on my 2000th show, and she talked about the loss of my mentor, Derry Brownfield, and how far we have come since then, and it just seems like it was a blink away, that sad day when we were announcing that on his show. And she patted me on the back as far as him choosing me to be the successor of his mission. And I want to thank you for those kind words, Monica. It meant a great deal to me this morning. And she says, may God bless. And may he keep me and all that I do. And I just thank her so much for that. She also, if you remember last week, or earlier this week, I'm kind of lost in the days with all the holidays that have happened here in the last couple of weeks, that I had mentioned to you that it has been said to me to come up with a line, with a byline, with a phrase, with a name that's going to brand Beth Ann and CSE Talk Radio to make us unique. What sets us apart from everyone else, all the other talk show hosts? And I thought, what better way than to ask my listeners? Now, I really like what Monica said, and I challenge all of you to give me an idea. I like this one. She says, here's my suggestion for your line. Beth Ann, the Annie Oakley of the airwaves, shooting common sense, country style, straight from the heartland. And I like that, because I am straight from the heartland. I've had many people tell me I need to move to D.C., I need to be broadcasting from New York, and I'm thinking, why would I do that? This is my home. This is what I'm fighting for. And that happens to be them as well. This fight is about all of us. But the forgotten men and women, those who don't have a voice, are smack dab right here. So why would I go somewhere else? And when they ask me what sets me apart, I usually tell them that I am you. I am the listener. So here we are in 2019. And we're having to learn how to write that, 2019. How many times will we mess it up, you know, because I know we do that every year, and it just seems like we just got used to 2018. I think that's a sign of getting old. And my challenge to you has been, in the last few shows, to be the storm. And I want to talk about the storm a little bit. What does a storm do? While it can be destructive, and that's not the purpose of the storm that I'm referring to, the storm brings rain, and the rain replenishes the earth. The storm brings wind, which makes strength. They say those trees that blow and bend with the wind become stronger. Those that don't bend break. The storm brings lightning, which purifies the air. There's always a different feel. There's always a different smell after a storm, a lightning storm. So you need to be the rain that replenishes liberty. You need to be the wind of truth. And you need to be the lightning that purifies the air. I was reading in my daily devotional this morning, and I wanted to share this with you, and it's by Max Licato. And he's talking about he was on his way to work. He's sipping his hot coffee, and he got stopped by a train, and he's sitting there. He's thinking, because of Calvary, I'm free to make a choice. It is now that we must make a choice. He says, I choose to love. No occasion justifies hatred. No injustice warrants bitterness. I choose love. Today I will love God and what God loves. I choose joy. I will invite my God to be the God of circumstance. I will refuse the temptation to be cynical. How long will that last? The tool of the lazy thinker. That's the cynical. I will refuse to see people as anything less than human beings created by God. I will refuse to see any problem as anything less than an opportunity to see God. I choose peace. I will live forgiven. I will forgive so that I may live. I choose patience. I will overlook the inconveniences of the world. Instead of cursing the one who takes my place, I will invite him to do so. Rather than complain that the wait is too long, I will thank God for a moment to pray. Instead of clenching my fist at new assignments, I will face them with joy and courage. I choose kindness. I will be kind to the poor, for they are alone. Kind to the rich, for they are afraid. And kind to the unkind, for such is how God has treated me. I choose goodness. I will go without a dollar before I take a dishonest one. I will be overlooked before I will boast. I will be overlooked before I will boast. I will confess before I will accuse. I choose goodness. I choose faithfulness. Today I will keep my promises. My debtors will not regret their trust. My associates will not question my word. My spouse will not question my love. And my children will never fear that their father will not come home. I choose gentleness. Nothing is won by force. I choose to be gentle. If I raise my voice, may it be only in praise. If I clench my fist, may it only be in prayer. If I make a demand, may it be only of myself. I choose self-control. I am a spiritual being. After this body is dead, my spirit will soar. I refuse to let what will rot rule the eternal. I love that line. I choose self-control. I will be drunk only by joy. I will be impassioned only by faith. I will be influenced only by God. I will be taught only by Christ. I choose self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. To these I commit my day. Let's commit that to 2019. If I succeed, I will give thanks. If I fail, I will seek His grace. And then, when this day is done, I will place my head on my pillow and rest. You have a choice. You have a choice. As we go over the news today, which seems like DC gossip to me anymore, ask yourself, how can I be the storm? How can I make a difference? How can I redirect the path of this nation? While it seems we're in a scrambled up mess politically, which we are, I believe you, only you, are the ones who can unscramble the scandals and turn the nation back around. The challenges for 2019 begin today. Pray fervently. Be the storm, the wind, the rain, and the lightning. Put the federal government on a diet. Let's slim it down. Bring back sovereignty. Read your Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And don't forget those rights, those Bill of Rights. Listen here daily and share CSC Talk Radio with others. Tell others, together, we are the army that is going to take liberty back by storm. And we will be right back. Okay. founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. For just a little bit, I want to talk about this government shutdown. Now, I didn't hear hardly any news yesterday, which seems like it was a full entire weekend, but that's not true. We only had one day off there on the 1st of January, but if you'll recall, when we were talking, I believe it was Monday, we were talking a little bit about this government shutdown, but we were also talking about, it was Ed Meese, who was the 75th Attorney General of the United States, who had campaigned for original intent, meaning we needed to go back to the original intent of the Founding Fathers in the Constitution. Government, as we speak of with D.C., is supposed to be very small. It's not supposed to be big and blown out and complicated like the career politicians have made it. So when we were looking at just the one department, we have not done the research to look it up for all of them. Just one department, which is the Department of Education, which we know is failing America. Throwing more money in it is not going to fix it. Right now, its budget is $60 to $70 billion 1 year. When you do the math, that breaks it down to $164 million per day. Break it down a little farther, and that is $7 million per hour. Nancy Pelosi, put that in your hat and smoke it. and quit doing this to the American people. Now, it's not just her, but she's fighting this shutdown because she's waiting to become Speaker of the House. And when she's Speaker of the House, she's going to be the boss and she's going to be all powerful and she's going to tell the president what he can and cannot do. Now, this is coming from Politicus USA, and they're just talking a little bit about the Trump's shutdown. And they call it, here are the facts of Trump's shutdown. They ignore the fact that Congress refused to give the president what he suggested, what he asked for. But I've underlined some of this, and here it starts. Now, Politicus tends to be on the liberal side, but they've got some facts in here, and I thought I would share it. It says, shuttered U.S. government agencies remained closed on Monday as Democrats in the House of Representatives readied legislation intended to reopen the government that would not meet President Trump's demands for $5 billion to fund a border wall. If you listened to them, the mainstream media, the liberal-sided media, the I hate Trump media, or the Congress that hates Trump, you would think it was President Donald Trump against the world. That nobody's on his side. What he wants, what he demands is totally the opposite of what America wants. Well, it may be of certain Americans, but not for those who voted him into office. It is not President Donald Trump's wall. The Americans that voted for him because they want border security. They want this crisis of immigration, the illegal aliens coming into this nation and taking advantage of everything in this nation, put to a stop. We welcome them to come in legally, but not illegally. And we welcome those who are honest, hardworking, and want to better their lives. We do not welcome the rapists, the drug dealers, the human traffickers, and the gang members. We do not welcome them. Well, it talks about who is making it and who isn't making it on this shutdown. Now, just looking at a couple of these departments makes me shudder. Now, like I said, I told you what the breakdown was for the Department of Education. I don't have the breakdown for these other departments. But this is just talking about the number of jobs. And here it talks about the housing and urban development. Most of the department's 7,500 employees are deemed non-essential, with only about 340 of them are working. Nearly 1,000 others may be called in for specific tasks for which they will not be paid until a funding bill is passed. But they will be paid. Now, the numbers are kind of astonishing. It says here of the Homeland Security. Now, I think about these numbers. Of 245,000 department employees, nearly 213,000 have been deemed essential. Not even half. No, that's more than half. I'm sorry. So they have how many of them that are non-essential? So if they are non-essential, now, why do we have that many workers? Why do we have 245,000 employees in one department? I don't know about you, but that kind of bothers me. In the Department of Transportation, they have 55,000 employees. 20,400 have been put on leave. Those do not include most of the Federal Aviation Administration, where 24,200 are working. it goes on and on with these numbers of people that are employed by the federal government. We spend $60 to $70 billion in our budget every year just for the Department of Education. Breaking it down to the American people, that comes to $7 million per hour. What do you make per hour? And how many taxes in that 1 hour of salary goes to the federal government? Goes to your state government? How much? How much more can we give so Nancy Pelosi can live and go to Hawaii while the government is shut down? If they're so concerned over these people unemployed, why don't they build a wall? That'll employ more people, won't it? Giuliani, I'm going to move on here. Giuliani, and this came out on Thursday last week. And I've been holding it every day. I've had it in my hand to share with you since then. He wants Mueller investigated. And this is over those missing texts from Stroke and his girlfriend, Paige. The FBI guys who hate Donald Trump and were very vocal about it in their text messages. Apparently we have a certain odor in Walmart. But let's think about this once again, because it's, do we really want another special counsel? Who's going to do this investigation if we investigate Mueller? We know he's corrupt. We know that he's biased. We know that he's not doing the job he was, well, he actually is doing the job he was hired to do, because they hired him to just dig up dirt on President Donald Trump. Whatever it took. But we're not finding anything with Russia collusion, which is what the pretense was at the beginning. So far, he's cost us well over $20 million. What will a second special counsel cost the American people? Why do we have a Department of Justice if we have to get special counsels to investigate? You know, the fact that we have to do that constantly tells us how corrupt this government is. How corrupt these career politicians are. By the way, you know, Mitt Romney has already lambasted the president. And the liberals and him aren't off to a very good start in 2019 unless your goal is to be ugly to the president, which apparently that is his goal. I said all along that's what he was going to do. He was never going to change. And we're going to talk about that a little bit when we come back. I'll open up the phone lines. What about this government shutdown? And do you have a line? Do you have a branding line or phrase for CSC Talk Radio and Beth Ann? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410. No, it's not free for all Friday, so keep it on task. And we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We've got Joe from Arkansas. Joe, Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, Beth Ann. Happy New Year to you, and I hope you're doing well in this cold, cold morning.
It is a cold, cold morning, and I'm doing okay.
All right. Yeah, I've got a slogan for you, and that's broadcasting from the real California. Okay.
All right.
There's my suggestion there. I want to say something about the government shutdown. That's it. I find it very hard to feel sorry for the government employees that are out of work and not getting the paychecks right now because, you know, they know there's a possibility of a government shutdown, and every sensible person knows you should have some money saved away for a rainy day, you know, in case you can't work for a month or two or something like that. And these government employees all know that they all make at least five times more than I do, probably most of them a lot more than that.
Right.
And I've managed to save up enough money that if I wasn't able to work for a month or two, you know, I'd be able to get by. And so they certainly should be in that position, too. And they get holidays off, and I don't get holidays off, so it's very hard for me to feel sorry for them on this account. And so I just hope that President Trump stands firm because he's got a completely good, completely legitimate cause, whereas the people against him, you know, they're just out to hurt. They have no legitimate reason for what they're doing. They're just out to hurt the country. They just do not want more security. They just do not want Trump to do his job of protecting the country from division.
You know, he was elected by.
We hope Trump stands firm. Yeah.
You know, he was elected by the people, and it was the people that want this security. But they keep saying it's Trump. And I do realize he's president, but that's, you know, they bypass the people. They just keep forgetting that it's the American people that voted for him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's one of the propaganda techniques. You know,
absolutely.
The only reason to listen to the mainstream media is to get an education in how to detect propaganda techniques that propagandists use, and that's one of their techniques, is something that's popular, something that most of the people want, something that's the majority, you know, like gun rights and so on like that. They say that's just the NRA, you know, representing a small minority of the people, or say Trump's wall or something like that. You know, they always try to ascribe something popular that most of the people want to some little special interest.
Yeah.
That's a propaganda technique.
It is. It is. Well, I appreciate your slogan. I'm going to keep that under consideration. I've got it written down. Thank you, Joe.
Okay. Yeah, good luck to the new year.
Happy New Year to you. We're going to go to Kenneth in Illinois. Kenneth, Happy New Year to you.
I think they ought to be putting military bases on the border as the soldiers guard the border.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
I think that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. And I got the same birthday as Terry Brownfield had, January 24.
That's your birthday?
Yeah.
Well, you got a birthday coming up. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what you ought to do, put them a military base on the border and have the soldiers guard the border.
Hmm. Well, I think they've brought them in down there, but that's a good idea. There are a lot of bases that are pretty close to the borders.
Yeah.
Okay, good idea, Kenneth. Have a great Happy New Year, okay? Yeah,
okay.
May 2019 be blessings.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I have in my hand here what Mitt Romney has done, and he hasn't even been sworn in as Utah's junior senator just yet. He will be today. Or tomorrow, I guess. I got this today, so I guess it will be tomorrow. But he's already attacking the president, you know, and I kind of predicted this. It wasn't anything that was outstandingly hard to predict. He doesn't like President Donald Trump. He's never liked President Donald Trump. They don't like each other. You know, Trump takes a lot of guff for the things he says and does, but I've seen him bend over backwards to try and pull people together, and Mitt's one of them. He supported Mitt. He backed him as senator, and now Mitt is stabbing him in the back because that's the kind of guy Mitt is. You have to understand, Mitt Romney is a globalist. He always has been, he always will be, and he's not going to change. He's big government. He always has been, he always will be, and he's not going to change. Just because, and he is, I think he's a good husband, I think he's a good family man. That does not make him a good leader. That does not make him a good patriot of the United States of America. He's a globalist. And he hates President Donald Trump with a passion. His passion's in the wrong place. Doesn't have to like the guy. But he does need to show a little respect. He is the president of the United States. So Mitt is stooped to the low of many on the left, that's all they can do is hate the president. So Mitt is not going to be a team player, as President Trump said, knock it off and be a team player. Well, President Trump, he's not going to be a team player. He never has been a team player, never will be a team player. He's a big government globalist, and that's what he's going to do. And there's some dirt. Like I said, there's always gossip. There's dirt coming out of the Sanders campaign from 2016 that there was sexual harassment going on, and now we're just now hearing about it. Of course, he and Elizabeth Warren, who's already checking into it, you know, whether she should run for president or not, they're already going at it. And the women's march is falling apart because the women can't get along. Those nasty women can't get along. You know, they're too busy being nasty to get along. They just are. Now, I have here, let me see what I did with it. Yeah, right here. Here's part of being the storm. Now, I want you to write these down. Because you can make a phone call. No matter where you are in your life, you can make a phone call. That's easy to do these days. So, the DC switchboard, which I have given you many, many times, is 202-224-3121. That's the DC switchboard, okay? But somebody sent this to me, and I did not double check them today. But this guy's usually pretty good at sending me the right information. Nancy Pelosi's number is, write this down, this is Nancy Pelosi, NP, Nancy Pelosi, 202-225-4965, and leave him a message, real plain and simple, build a wall. Chuck Schumer's phone number is, now this is part of being the storm, all right? Chuck O'Boy's phone number is 202-224-7433. Now, be professional. Don't be ugly. Don't get all vulgar-mouthed. Just say, build the wall. America says, build the wall. Why don't you say it's America's wall, not Trump's wall? Build it. I think that's pretty straightforward. Can you do that? Can you be the storm that makes a phone call that says, build the wall, fund the wall, support the president, support the people? Can you do that? Nancy Pelosi's number is 202-225-4965. Let me say it again, 202-225-4965. Chuck Schumer's number, 202-224-7433. Once more, Chuck Schumer, 202-224-7433. Be the storm. Build the wall. Tell them to build the wall. When we come back, I've tried to read this article to you. The last three shows, I think. We're going to try and get her done today, if at all possible. It's entitled, Impeach Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, but it goes much deeper than that. It talks about the Trump derangement syndrome. And it's all about hate. And really, it's all about hate of who we are, who we've ever been, and who you are. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows, only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam, just didn't fit me. Then I tried my pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is MyPillow because it fits me. MyPillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. MyPillow fits you. But there's more. MyPillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code Beth Ann. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL 1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I hope I'm going to get to read this to you, but I got another caller. We have Neil from Missouri. Neil, how are you doing today? It's nice and cold, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got to keep the fire going for sure. What you might do is call your show the Beth Ann Storm Watcher Show.
Storm Watchers, there you go. I like that.
And the people that listen to you, Beth Ann Storm Watchers. But the solution to the border problem may be right here in the government shutdown. Take all these non-essential workers and put a guard check every 100 feet along the border. Issue them night vision goggles, binoculars, two-way radios, tear gas, and rubber bullets. Anything comes across that border, just open up on them. You know, they'll get the message real quick not to be coming across the border. The biggest problem we have right now is, you know, all the attention is focused on the legitimate border crossings where they're trying to keep these thousands of people back. While this is going on, all along the unprotected border, they're just pouring across there now. Mm-hmm. While everybody's attention is diverted by the checkpoint, the regular mm-hmm. checkpoints.
And I think that's why the president issued an executive order a few days ago to close down the border.
I heard on the news last night they were using tear gas on them.
Yeah.
When they tried to rush the border crossing, they were just tear gassing them. Well, if we could put these non-essential government workers, you know, like I said, put a guard check every 100 feet all along the border. Put them in those guard shacks, have drone backups loaded with tear gas, you know, and if there's too many for one guard shack or, you know, two or three guard shacks to handle, hit them with a drone strike, mm-hmm. you know, tear gas.
Yeah, we've got plenty.
Real quick, that our border is shut down. They're not going to come across any place except where the legitimate border crossings are, and they're going to do it in an orderly fashion, or you got to open up on them, you know.
Well, we'll just have to see. I don't know. Do you think any of those non-essential workers know anything other than flipping papers and filing?
Probably. Well, I don't know. Probably not. But they do hire a lot of veterans.
Yeah, they do.
So, you know, these guys have already got the basic training needed for doing this kind of a job.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. We'll just have to see. But write those phone numbers down. All right. Thank you, Neil. I appreciate it. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Well, I do want us to be the storm. You know, we've been called everything else, so let's be the storm watchers. I kind of like that one, too. But this is about the derangement syndrome, and it was written, I think I told you last week. It's written by Dr. Hurd. He says, what's Trump derangement syndrome? It's not about Donald Trump. Now, we've been saying that for a long time. Trump derangement syndrome is hatred. It's hatred of anything associated with opposition, dissension, or departure from all things related to government activism and social justice. It's hatred of capitalism. It's hatred of individual rights. It's hatred of the Constitution as it was originally conceived with severely limited powers for the federal government and no income tax. Even if Donald Trump does not always stand for these things, he represents a departure from the consistent socialist communist line now espoused by most Democrats, and I will add in there to his many Republicans. It's hatred and loathing for anything that challenges what they believe. Because when you question the beliefs or views of someone with Trump derangement syndrome, you have blown a fan on the psychological house of cards propping up their false self-esteem. Like most distorted emotions, Trump derangement syndrome is based on irrational fear. To the Democrats who acted like sullen children during President Trump's State of the Union address, remember we wrote a poem about that, the fear is of losing power. Their neurotic sense of power comes from feeling superior. The way they get to feel superior is by making people dependent on government programs that enhance their own sense of superiority and power. It also makes them financially wealthy, causing them to lash out at the rich they despise because, on some level, they have got to despise themselves for becoming what they claim to loathe. Rational people do not gain self-esteem or confidence from exercising power over others. They obtain confidence and self-esteem by developing and using their minds to produce valuable products, services, or personal and family relationships. Democrats like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Hillary Clinton, and many of their Republican counterparts, like he says, John McCain, we're going to have to throw in Mitt Romney now, have literally nothing but government power. It's all they know, it's all they want or care about, and it's the only thing that makes them feel alive or human. Why else do they remain in office decade after decade? President Trump and his supporters threaten them because they stand in the way of unlimited government growth, spending and regulating mandated and managed by socialist Democrats. He is brash, he is blunt, and not afraid to treat them as they are, which is phony, sycophantic. Power lusters they plainly are. Perhaps Donald Trump's greatest offense in their eyes is that he truly does not want or need any of this. He values the country and what remains of our Constitution, but he does not value what they crave. To the corrupt who rule over Imperial City, Donald Trump is the real enemy. He reminds them of what they are. He makes Democrats into particular wild with rage, because if he prevails, all they're about will wither away. If Trump succeeds, they will not matter. Not only will their power diminish, they will have to confront the fact that they have lived a parasitical, wasted lives in a corrupt city, mooching off the talents and brains and efforts of real people. And the truth hurts. Especially those who have denied objective reality and simple truths for their entire lives. When you see that look of hatred on the faces of Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats, it's not really about Donald Trump. It's fear and self-loathing with nowhere to go. It's misery. The same misery they've inflicted on others reflected back into themselves. If only they would go away, how much better off would our country be? How much better off would we all be? It isn't President Donald Trump that they hate. He represents you, the people. He represents the Constitution, even though he doesn't always abide by it as he should. He represents a different way of governing from the D.C. occupiers who are occupying offices and cutting deals, Democrats and Republicans. He speaks for the people. He's not coming from the heartland, but I believe he's trying to come from his heart. I don't always agree with him. I don't always appreciate his methods. But it's time for the American people. They talk about President Donald Trump. I heard it called two years ago, the storm. It's time the American people be that storm and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.